This is an excerpt from Size Matters by Georgina Cronin. This is from Chapter 2, A Good Place to Start. The majority of the diets that I attempted in the last 30 years have been one-dimensional. By this, I mean that the diet generally gives the client a list of foods to eat and the right amount, regardless of age, sex, or level of activity. Little effort is spent in analysing the reasons for the obesity. Having been repeatedly unsuccessful in my previous attempts at dieting, it was obvious that I needed a new approach to ensure that this would be the last time I would put my body and mind through the mangle. So I decided to approach the weight loss from a completely different perspective and from as many angles as possible. This new concept meant looking at the mental, physical, and emotional reasons for the weight gain in the first place, a three-dimensional approach. Obesity is a symptom, but the root causes are not generally immediately apparent. In fact, there are a number of different factors which play a part. Picture this. It's 11:30 p.m. at night. I'm pacing the floor of our lounge, car keys clenched in my fist. Since 6 p.m. I have eaten a large dish of spaghetti, 3 chocolate bars, a tub of rich ice cream, and the reheated remains of a takeaway from the night before. There is nothing left in the refrigerator or cupboards. I am desperate for something more to eat. Something sweet. The garage down the road closes at midnight. If I can just hang on another 10 minutes, it will be too late to get there before it shuts. Part of me is fighting to go, throw a coat over my pajamas and take my last opportunity to get some chocolate before the morning. Another part of me is fighting to stay, to keep away from the very thing that is causing me so much misery, the misery of being this gross person that I felt I'd become. How on earth had I come to this point in my life? How on earth was I going to learn to live through this? Over the last 8 years, I have walked thousands of miles, so there has been plenty of time for reflection. When I began keeping a journal, it was to record my personal journey of discovery and enlightenment. Some of the events and feelings that I am sharing with you are very personal, the kind we don't usually reveal to strangers. The reason for such candor is to illustrate that there is usually a lifetime of accumulated baggage that makes up the person we are today. Good times and bad times are recorded and stored and replayed time and again, a bit like a stuck record. In the process, we can get caught up in the poor me state of mind, where we blame our past for our present. Without being too analytical, I've tried to identify some of the factors that may have contributed to my attitude to eating and my attitude to my body. I very soon came to the realization that I was carrying too many layers in more ways than one. Travel with me for a while. Then complete your own journey. Try to establish where and when you might have unconsciously turned to food as an answer to your problems. Maybe you even developed a physical reason for your weight gain. When you're looking for answers, remember that you have to look inside yourself. You are the only person who knows what has really happened in your life. Know thyself is a fundamental idea that's been around since the time of the ancient Greeks, and it's important to remember this as you make your journey. Another famous saying is, "You are what you eat." Keep these two ideas in mind, and they can help you get to the root of the problem. You'll find a chart later in the program that'll help you to know thy food in a different way. It'll help you to appreciate the cumulative effect of eating certain foods on a regular basis. The results show the long-term weight gain you would achieve by habitually eating some well-known foods. I like the accumulative factor because I feel that it really reflects how life works to help us gain weight a little at a time, so you don't really see it happening. Everyday events, concerns, stress, and worries also accumulate over time. Much like a snowball rolling down a hillside, we collect layers, which slow us down until we come to a stop at the bottom. Pretty to look at, maybe, but it's impossible to tell what debris has been collected along with the fresh layers of snow during the journey. Of course, not every layer that you add will be harmful. In my life, I have accumulated many delightful memories and events and people. Humour has always been a great saving grace, especially during the hard times. On my journey, I discovered that what I really needed to learn about was the dark side. The side we very rarely show to other people, the side that governs many of our emotions and the actions we take when we are in certain emotional states. Some people live in a world of balance. Others tend to live at the extremes of their abilities and senses. Extremes are important to an addict, and an addict is what I had become. I had developed an addiction to food, particularly to sugars, that was extreme compared to any normal consumption. Later I will come back in much more detail to the vital importance of sugars and how they can affect us and the way that we develop our eating habits. Now, some of the theories I've put forward may not satisfy the experts in the field of medicine or nutrition. However, they satisfy my own need for answers and have certainly been successful for me and many of the people I work with today. The next chapters look at the many mental and physical changes I experienced from an early age. It was only when I began writing about my life that I realized just how much I had forgotten or put to the back of my mind. This gave me the opportunity to revisit some good times as well as confusing times from the past that had shaped the person I had become today. This is a record of my journey back to my past from a mental, physical, and emotional point of view. It's a journey not lightly undertaken. When you make this journey yourself, remember that it is important to try to be objective in order to learn how best to help ourselves in the present and in the future. Many people have had traumatic experiences in their lives that may be hard to remember, so don't hesitate to seek help from a counsellor for guidance through this process of exploration if you feel at all nervous about the depths you may have to plumb. Now, I see myself as an intelligent, imaginative person with a sense of humour, keen to try new experiences. Using these assets, I have tried to look back over the years in order to identify the patterns that might have led me to the sort of compulsive eating that had engulfed me. The first place I chose to start, logically, was my childhood. That was an excerpt from Size Matters by Georgina Cronin, available on the Moy Hill Publishing Bookstore.